The three horses stared from just inside the fence line, each one craning a neck over the top rail. They watched as the truck made its way up the hill, creating a comet tail of dust all along the winding path below.
"Who's that, Uncle Buddy?"
asked the young blue colt.
"Who's that guy? Ooh, look at that twiler. Nice truck. It's nice. That's what you call a dually, Uncle Buddy. Dually got three, maybe four wheels on the back of the truck. Like my daddy's truck. It's a dually, Uncle Buddy. That's why you're going to take me to roping, see, when I start roping, I mean. Who is that guy, Uncle Buddy?"
"Hush, little blue," said the old Leo horse, squinting through his rheumy eyes at the stranger. At 25 years of age, his vision was no longer what it had once been. Standing alongside, the gray Kalshan sneered.
"It's just another two legs. If their eyes are on the front of their face, you can bet nothing good will come from any of them."
"Shh," whispered Buddy, and as the driver stepped from the truck, Buddy realized this was no stranger after all.
"Who you telling to shh, old man?"
snarled Shine, backing his ears menacingly. At his advanced age, the old sorrel wanted no tussle with the young and powerful Shine.
"It would do us all good to listen,"
Buddy said quietly, trying to calm the waters.
"That's Bronc Fanning. I don't care who it is. I'm not listening to any two legs. They're all the same."
"No," said Buddy.
"They're not."
"Tell us a story, Uncle Buddy, because I love your stories, Uncle Buddy. You tell the best stories, and my daddy, he says..."
"When I was young,"
Buddy interrupted, knowing Blue rarely stopped talking,
"Bronc Fanning roped on me. He could really rope, but he was deaf then, and he couldn't speak."
"I know, I know. My daddy said Bronc Fanning stutters, and he stuttered, Uncle Buddy. My daddy, he stuttered too when he was little, and I can stutter too, Uncle Buddy."
"Blue... damn, son, you'd make the Lord himself nervous. I'm not talking about human deafness, or what they call stuttering. I meant that man up there, when he was young. I meant he was deaf to us, to what we were saying. And when I said he couldn't talk, I meant, back then, he didn't know our language. Now let me finish."
And Buddy took a long sip from the water trough, snorted, and then continued.
"Years later, he roped on me again. But this time there was something different. He could hear, and he could speak to me then. Something had happened to him. He had learned..."
"I know, Uncle Buddy, I know. His ears got well. Maybe he had a bug in his ear. I had a bug in my ear one time. Ooh, that bug hurt my ear. And my daddy, he had taken me to the Wedderburn Veterinarian. That's a horse doctor, Uncle Buddy. And the Wedderburn Veterinarian, he reached way down in my ear, and he chucked that bug out of there, and he pulled it out, and then he squished it on the floor. He said, 'There you go, Boo. Now your ears will get well.' And you know what, Uncle Buddy, you know what? My ears got well. It was a miracle. Maybe that's what happened to Bunk Fanny's ears, Uncle Buddy."
"No, Boo."
Buddy sighed, trying his best to be patient with the young colt.
"His ears didn't get well, son. And he didn't have a bug in his ear. Humans don't go to veterinarians, Blue. I meant that when I saw him later, he could hear us and speak our language. He had changed into something more than just a roper and a cowboy. He had become a horseman. And that's why I said we should listen to him. Because they're the only ones... oh, listen to us. They're the only chance we have." "I'm done with this nonsense," snorted Shine, heading out to his lonely spot on the hill.
"Who's Bronc Fanning, Uncle Buddy? Who's a Bronc Fanning? Does he whoop? Because if he whoop with my daddy whoop on me. Because my daddy says I got a great whoop horse. Then I got a lot of heart. I got a lot of twine. And my daddy says I got the Lord's most special gift. Wait, Uncle Buddy, I can't remember what my daddy said. He said, he said, I got the Lord's most special gift, intense desire, or something like that. Anyway, my daddy says I want a special horse, and you know what, Uncle Buddy? My daddy, he's wide, Uncle Buddy. I'm the Blue Man, and I got it all."
"Blue, be quiet, son,"